This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome back to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Nicole Pellegrino.
And we are back with our very special guest, our newest engaged member of the Betches team, Brian Russell Smith. Brian, welcome. We're so excited to have you.
Hi, thanks. I'm very excited to be here. I've never podcast with either of you before.
I know.
This is a fun mix.
And you've podcasted for so much for so long. So it feels
I guess 3 years now podcasting, 4 years total at Betches. So
that's crazy.
Guys, if you're listening and you want to check Brian out, go listen to the Betches Sup podcast, our politics and activism podcast. He co-hosts that one right now. So,
and he has like the funniest TikToks, both on his personal page. And if you look at just the Betches TikTok, you're like starring in all of them. And there's anyone that you're in is always so funny.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's been a year of those kinds of videos because we're all just sitting inside. So.
Well, and I do have to give Brian credit because we know on this podcast, like I choose the emails when people compliment my TikToks on the bride's account. But oftentimes, you guys, I've got to admit, Brian oftentimes is behind those hilarious bridal TikToks. So he's a lot of the times the mastermind behind them. So we got to give him credit. I usually take all the credit for myself here, but
you take it. It's fine. You take as much credit as you want. Brian, I don't care.
Do you feel like since being engaged that you are now in the like mindset of like all these like wedding related TikTok stuff?
Well,
like,
yes,
you get it more.
Yes, I get it more. And I also get like, it is stressful. Like I'm always like, that's just something that I never really understood was like how stressed out people would get. And I'm like, whatever. Like,
but luxury then there's like, problem, right?
Like, yeah. But then it's also like, there's people ask you questions that you don't have answers to. I've like literally never even thought about. And then like, and then they'll ask me and Antonio at the same time, you know, and then we'll disagree. And I'll be like, well, we've never talked about it, so I have no idea.
It really is a lot of like details and like it forces
those things come on to become videos. Yeah.
Yeah. It forces you to look at each other and like decide what, yeah, like you said, like what you want to agree on and disagree on and things that you've never had to discuss with your partner before. So it really is a stressful time. So now you see, welcome.
I feel like, you know, after getting engaged, I sort of went to like the other dark side of like, you start off like thinking like all those wedding people who are like obsessed with all this wedding stuff, think the world revolves around their wedding. Like they're ridiculous. Like they have no sense of reality. And then you become that person and you're like, oh, I actually am really concerned about like the florals matching the napkins.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to one of my best friends and she recently got like married and I was like, you're not going to be pregnant during my wedding, right? Like, maybe don't get pregnant. Maybe you should wait till I'm like, why am I trying to dictate to you when you should start a family just because I'm getting married?
I totally had that thought. Yeah. Right.
You become, I don't care like who says it, when you are engaged and I've been engaged for over 2 years now, or almost 2 years now, you become self-centered. You just do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've said this before that like planning a wedding, we all become so high strung during it. And stressed because part of it is like the social aspect of what your friends and family are gonna see and say from the outside looking in, and like the social media aspect where like all your wedding photos are gonna be on Instagram and stuff. So like that puts that pressure, and you become, when you're a bride to be or a groom to be, the world revolves around you. You are at the center, and when your friends are getting pregnant and threatening that, it becomes
threatening
stressful
to start a family.
Yeah. Don't dare.
Exactly.
Right. That's exactly the mindset. But let's start from the beginning. So tell us all about Antonio's your fiance. Mm-hmm. I met him. He's great. Tell us how mm-hmm. you met. Tell us how everything from like how you met, how long you've been dating, how the relationship progressed, and then obviously the whole like proposal story.
Yeah. So we've been together for a bit over 3 years now. We met, it was a Friday night. It was one of those nights where you go out to drinks after work, but then you just never stop. You know,
you never come home.
Like, you never come home. So it's like, yeah, like I didn't end up having dinner or like whatever. It was a night and it was fine. It was fun. And we were at this bar in Chelsea, this gay bar that I don't know if it's still there because of whatever, someone stole my coat. I know for a fact I didn't lose it because I went back the next day and it wasn't there. And I had my brand new Bluetooth headphones in it. So I was really like, I knew where my jacket was and I was like, someone took my jacket. And I was like, you know what? I'm drunk. Maybe I'll just hop around the bar a little bit. And I was just like asking people if my coat was behind them. And Antonio was one of those people. And then we got to talking and then that was it. And then he lent me his coat.
Isn't it crazy? That's so cute. Imagine, isn't it crazy that someone hadn't taken your coat, you might never, you know, you might not be where you are today. You might not be engaged. You might never have met him.
It's
That's
true,
truly 100%. Everything happens for a reason. That's what I was like going to say. Like, yeah.
So like, thank you, stranger, for stealing my coat.
Look at that.
Yeah. Spate.
Yeah. So you've been dating for how long before you got engaged?
So we were like a little over 3 years. Yeah. I mean, we started dating like super, super quickly. Antonio is like a bit older than I am. And we both thought I thought he was younger and he thought we were older. I was older. And so when we first I'll just give you the numbers, like whatever, who cares? I was 25.
Open book.
I was 25 and he was 46. And so I thought he was like late 30s, because he looks very young.
Yeah,
he's from Spain.
Young.
He's like got that like olive, like good skin. And I seem a bit older, I guess. And so he thought I was like 33. And then we were like talking, and then we were like, oh, because like we didn't meet on an app, so we didn't know each other's age.
Right. All their stats were lined up for you, right?
And then we were both like not like, like it wasn't a big deal, but it was also like he thought I was like, oh, he's way too young for me. And I was like, oh, whatever. And then we just kept talking.
I remember when you first told me that, like your guys' age difference, I was like, truly though, like you do seem mature for your age. And you know, I've met Antonio briefly, love him, but I feel like he does seem like young and whatever. So it nets out right in the middle.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like it does feel that way. And it's funny, at the beginning I thought about it, but and then it was just like completely out of my head after like a few weeks, you know. Then we just started dating really like quickly and got serious pretty quickly. And so yeah,
you guys moved in together and lived together for a while.
Eight months or something. And this was not a pandemic.
Pre-pandemic.
Yeah, this is pre-pandemic. So we were like, oh, that's really quick. And so it felt weird because I had my own apartment I was paying rent at, but I'd only stayed there 4 nights out of like 6 months, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
And so I would just like pay the rent and keep my shit there. And it got to a point where I was just like, what's the point? You know?
Yeah. Way more, makes much more logical sense to move in at that point. So in terms of like getting engaged, is that something you were like shocked about? Did you pick out a ring before? What was your like, how did that go?
Well, it's so strange. Like we talked about it. Like it wasn't like I had sent him things that I liked, you know, but why, I don't know why I was still so shocked when it had happened, you know, because I don't know if that's common or not. I was still so surprised. It was very strange. I thought that I wouldn't be surprised or shocked, but I was like, huh?
So you weren't like anxiously waiting for it. Like no. it's okay, you know. Good.
Yeah.
I like that the best. I like those kind the best. When you've talked about marriage, you've looked at rings in some cases, and you know it's like a general time, like a general frame of time of when it might be coming. So you're not completely flabbergasted when it happens.
Yeah.
But you are a little, I like that. You're no, still a little surprised.
I Googled it and sent pictures and, you know, and so like, and he was like, maybe in a few weeks. Yeah.
Oh,
but then, like, oh, not, wow. But then, no, like, no, not weeks. He said like, he gave excuses to do it later, like months and gotcha. Stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was like, I don't want it to be at like a occasion. Like I wanted to just be like, we're at home chilling. Like, I don't want to be out anywhere. I don't want anyone there. But then he said, like, if I'd done that, then it wouldn't have been a surprise. And so it was, like, a very typical, like, Valentine's Day dinner. And that's when it happened. And I was like, oh, you fucking asshole. Like,
you were surprised.
I was surprised, yeah.
Where did it happen? Because I remember you saying this in the work Slack. But honestly, so many engagements happen in my life because of Betch's Brides. So, and I've purposely not asked you more questions about it because I knew we were going to be recording. Tell us all about like where it happened, how it all went down, how he did it.
It was Valentine's Day. And on Valentine's Day, I don't know if people know this, but I think especially in New York, they do these like prefix meals for like big dates like that. So that they're not making a bunch of different food at the restaurants on a really popular day. And it's kind of expensive. And so we were at this restaurant and it was kind of expensive to begin with. And so we were like, we had ordered like cocktails. We had each, and then dinner was ending and I was just like talking and I kept asking him, like, I would say something and he like wouldn't answer my questions. I was like, very strange right now.
Getting awkward.
Yeah. And I just like didn't think anything of it. And then the waitress walked by. I was like, oh, we should get leaving. Like, let's leave, whatever. And the waitress walked by and instead of like asking for your check, he's like, can we get 2 glasses of champagne? And I was like, and she was like, which ones? Like this or this? And she was like, that one. And I was like, and he was like, and she was like, okay. And I was like, why did you just do that? You probably just ordered like $900 champagne. And then he like did it. He like took out the thing and asked me. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Was everyone in the restaurant like looking at you guys?
Yeah.
No one had any idea.
Oh, really? Oh, because he didn't like meal.
Okay. No, we were outside and it was like, it was appropriately distanced, I guess. And I was like, I was like, are you kidding? I asked him if he was kidding because my response. Like, are you joking? And then I realized he was actually like holding something in his hand.
Aww.
I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Were you happy that the restaurant wasn't staring at you or would you have been into that?
I'm so happy they weren't staring at me. I was definitely like trying to keep very quiet. Like I was like, I was like, hey, right. I was like screaming internally that like meme. Exactly.
It's so funny. I always think like those like public ones are cute, but then like I hate being the center of attention. So I can imagine like,
yeah,
but this sounds like the best of both worlds. Cause you're like out, you're doing something fun, you're but distanced. It's not like, you're not like a spectacle for the crowd.
This is where like having the barriers that they have in the city right now in between the tables comes in big handy with this.
Yeah, exactly. It was very private because of that.
But that's otherwise, so funny that you said that he was like getting a little weird before. It's just so funny because I feel like every engagement story I've heard, and especially the ones that have like a dinner right before, the one proposing is always like super awkward. And you can tell, like looking back on my own, not to make your story about me, but Mike was like a little, like you could just tell he was like nervous before, like looking back, I'm realizing it, but like I didn't know at the time. It's just funny.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value. at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
So now we're going to start with all of the annoying questions that you were just talking about.
Yes.
So get ready. So where are you in this, in the planning process? How long have you been engaged? What? A couple months now?
Like a month and a half.
Month and a half?
So yeah. I mean, I we're moving quite quick. Shockingly enough.
Do you have a date?
We have a whole date and everything. Oh, June next year. June 2022. So Antonio is from, I think I said this, but he's from Spain. Madrid. He's from Spain. And so we want to get married in Spain and near Madrid.
Wait, real That's quick, awesome. Not to cut you off, but you said this last year. I did an Instagram story like before COVID when we were all in the office still. I did an Instagram story like what's your, with everybody in the office, like I made them describe their dream wedding if budget wasn't a thing. And people were saying these like ridiculous things. And Brian literally said, I would get married in Madrid on like the coast with, I think you said like Lady Gaga would perform or something, which obviously that's not happening unless.
Why is that obvious? Maybe is that happening?
I mean, clearly I'd already thought about it.
Yeah. And I remember Chris or another Betches employee being like, Brian, that will happen. You will have that wedding. And sure enough, your dream. But go on.
So we like, and Antonio has a friend of a friend who's a wedding planner. And so we just like, he like organized a call like that week.
Wow.
And she was like, I'm available on this date. Here are some venues. Tell me what venues you're looking for. And we're like, oh, we like these six. This one's our favorite. And she's like, that's the only one that's available for the date that I'm available. So let's just do it. And we're like, okay. So now it's like happening.
That's great. You're having like the ultimate destination European wedding. That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm really excited. It's like, I'm excited for like my close friends and family to come to like, cause it's important. I feel like it's important because it's a big part of like who Antonio is kind of, you know, like where he's from and they only know him here. And I think it's, the first time we visited, like you just can tell, I don't know. I've been there a bunch with him now. Cause it's actually not that hard. It's like a 6-hour flight from New York. So it's like you take a red eye and you fall asleep and you wake up there. And so it's like really an easy trip. I've gone for like long weekends sometimes when he's working there. So I'm just excited for everyone to go and see it.
Right. And you get to like merge your whole like New York side of everyone you know here. And they get to, because like what other opportunity would they get to really like see that, you know, that part of who you guys are and like where you're. Yeah. You know, you're spending so much time and really get to know him, I think, better probably by like seeing where he grew up and meeting all the people that he knows. That's great.
The food is going to be so good. Food.
Well, that's why I was telling my friend not to get pregnant. I was like, I'm getting married in Spain. you have to be able to eat like all this, the chorizo and drink all the wine. So.
Yes, for real. Wait, so how many people are you guys thinking for this?
Do you know yet? Jordan, you're having a destination wedding too, right?
Yes, in Mexico.
In Mexico. So I think it's like you think people will say no, but then they say yes. So I really don't know. Like, I have like two lists of people that I'm like, I'm expecting to come. And that's like 30-ish. And then another list of like 30 people who I do not expect to come at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a gesture. So, it's more of a gesture.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll just like see, but like maybe a lot of people will be like, now I have an excuse to go to Spain, so I'm gonna go next year. So
you might be what's the word that might backfire a little bit because people are going to be like ready to travel. But
yeah,
whatever.
That's true.
That was the advice. That was what I mean. I heard from my planner is that like you kind of think it'll be lower because it's destination, but then people are like, oh, I'll take a trip. It's like, it'll be great. So it is, I think, much harder to tell than if you like if you have one locally, there's like a general sense of like a percent that's usually pretty spot on. But I think for destination, especially destination like post COVID, it's like we don't really know like what the attitude about travel is going to be. Is it going to be like people have been so pent up, they're like going to go anywhere for any reason at all?
Yeah.
Or are there still like maybe people who are more cautious than they used to be? So I think it'll be interesting to see. For you can use mine as a test guinea pig. I'll let you know what our attendance rate is, and then you can predict for yours.
I know. We'll see. I think, I mean, I don't know. I who knows? I'm just excited to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So. Same.
Yeah.
So what traditions are you like trying to go like keep that you like, and which are you like tossing? Like you have no interest in them.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I want the ceremony to be over as quickly as possible. And
good call,
you know, but like, I'm realizing that I have different traditions and they have different traditions. So like I'm dealing with like the Spanish wedding planner and then the Spanish fiance, and they have these ideas that they're saying to me, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like
what?
Like speeches during the ceremonies, like the ceremony and
vows.
Like, no, like having other people say things, like you're supposed to like at some point you like sit. People do like readings and say things, and I'm like, They're like, how long do you want the ceremony to be? I was like, 10, 15 minutes. And they both were like, what?
And I guests like, would love that.
You're like, this ceremony should have been an email.
Yeah. I mean, like, people don't, I mean, I don't know. I never go to a wedding for a ceremony. It's nice it's nice for a bit, but then like I just want to party and like eat and be merry and
get me to cocktail hour.
Right. Are you going to write your own vows though?
I think we'll write our own vows.
I feel like that's all you need to really do to make it like sentimental and sweet.
Yeah.
Do you plan on reading them out loud though? Because I feel like a lot of people don't during the ceremony and you just like exchange vows privately.
Really? I've never heard of that.
I think we will read them. I mean, I think so. This is one of those things that was like when with the wedding planner and stuff, when they were asking us these questions, I was like, we've literally never talked about it. So that's why when I said like 15 minutes, they were like, no, 30, 45. And I was like, can we do like 25?
What kind of, yeah.
But that's the good thing. That's like the good thing about a gay wedding is that like you can already kind of cut out things that you want to cut out anyways. Like you have to figure out like how do you walk down the aisle? You know what I mean? Like even that is like, how do we do that? And they're like, oh, we'll just go down together. You know what I mean? Like,
right. The best part of that is that you get to just do whatever you fucking want. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to, you know what I mean? It's just like, what do we want to do? I feel like because there's not like this long standing huge precedent for that.
Yeah. Like the father of the bride makes a speech. Yeah.
Nobody's expecting anything specific.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So there's nothing like the only thing that like I think that we are like definitely doing is like the maid of honor speeches, maid of honor speech or whatever it is. Or no, I guess there wouldn't be a maid of honor now, would there? But the best man's speeches.
Are you guys having bridal parties, groomsmen parties, whatever we want to call them? I don't know. I guess they're just called bridal parties.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We're not having any parties. So, like, I'm not having a bachelor party. He's not having a bachelor party. We're going to have a party, like, at our house because we have a pretty nice, like, backyard, like, size backyard, like, next year. So, for whoever is, like, around and, like, isn't coming to the wedding can just come to our party in New York.
Oh, that's smart.
And then other than that, we're just doing the wedding because I don't want to make, like, if people are flying, like, all the way to Spain, like, I don't want to make them spend money on anything else than, like, getting themselves there. Like, we're not even going to, like, have a registry or, like, do any of that gift stuff.
You're not? Oh, have a registry.
But, like, maybe,
people
like,
we'll get
like,
you gifts, Brian.
Yeah.
We'll still find a way to get you gifts.
I'll just say, like, we'll do, like, that, like, honey fun thing that people do.
Yes. Oh yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, that's all people really want anyway, but they feel like they need to put that other shit on there because like, that's what you're supposed to do. And it's like, a thing, but no one wants any of that shit. So it's like, I feel like so much about weddings, we've talked about this before, is like all these traditional, these traditions that don't make any sense, aren't efficient, and are like very random and weird. Like even like an actual paper invitation is like, why are we doing this? It's way more easy to give information via email than like the mail.
Exactly. But the thing about a registry is I have heard from many, I honestly can't remember who, but many experts in the past, I think on this podcast, have said that you do want to have a registry anyways, even if you're like us and really all you want is cash for your honeymoon. You still want to have that registry because the traditional people will still want to buy you a physical gift. And so for those people, you want to point them in the right direction. You don't want them just like choosing a random gift that you really don't want. So you like want to have some physical tangible items.
Right. The only reason to register is that so that people don't get you stupid shit that you don't want and can't return.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Before we registered, when we just got engaged, people sent us like, five different people sent us cheese boards because they thought it would be like funny because I like cheese. And I'm like, okay, now I don't know how to return any of these. I have five of them and I don't really want any of them. So the only reason I agree, like with like in terms of what Nicole is saying, the only reason to register is that so you don't get someone's grandma quilt like knitted for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it also makes sense for people who are like starting like a household or something who like need shit, like who are moving to the house. Like, we, like, as I said, Antonio's older, he has all the shit he needs. Like, he's got, like, you know, like, we have the kitchen appliances and the dishes and whatever. And we just don't really need anything. Like, anything that we need, like, less things, you know, to be, like, now. So,
yeah.
It just wouldn't make any sense for us.
Where are you thinking for honeymoon?
That's what I was going to ask. You've mentioned that.
We've been having discussions about it. He really wants to go like on a safari in Africa somewhere.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, really? No, I mean, like, here's the tea. I'm a little scared because like they don't love gay people in Africa.
Oh, really? And
I know that it's like everyone says it'd be fine. Like, Antonio's actually been there before a bunch of times, and you're just like careful. But like, I don't even like want to think about it. You know what I mean? But there's parts in South Africa that's fine. But he's like, he wants to go to like another place in Africa, and I'm just kind of, I just don't want to feel a little anxious at all. Even though I'm sure it would be fine. Like, but I just think it's like strange when we'd be like, we'd always have to be like two beds in whatever hotels we're staying at. You know what I mean? Just to like be a little safer.
For appearances.
So I'm more leaning on like the New Zealand and then like those Pacific Island areas, like
Bora Bora kind of thing.
Yeah, like I would rather go like all out there. So we're still, that's another thing that we're trying to figure out.
You could even do like an extended European thing, like after your wedding, you could just do a whole Euro trip. That'd be cool.
Although you visited a lot of those places already if you go to go to Spain often, right?
Yeah, he like in normal times he typically goes like two or three times every 2 to 3 months usually.
Oh, wow.
Just for work, because he has work there too. And I'll just like tag along, and then we'll do like we'll make an extended trip of it elsewhere. So like, yeah, we were just trying to get somewhere we would like never have no reason to go to.
Right.
So they speak English in New Zealand. Like, I don't know. Like,
That's easier.
It's much easier. It's just an easier, it just seems a little easier. And they seem like they have their shit together. So
do you feel like you guys agree on most of like the wedding choices, or like what's the biggest thing that you guys are disagreeing on?
I'm very like low key. Like, I don't want, like, I want the attention to be off of me as soon as possible.
Okay.
And he doesn't, he's not really that way. He's like more like, and he's like, I think it's also like, I think it's like my WASP upbringing versus his like romantic language upbringing. He's very like love and emotions and I'm just like so closed off and cold. So
perfect match. Like,
yeah. It is though. It's sometimes because it kind of evens out
balance,
a little.
Yeah.
So it's basically both of us trying to like, he's trying to like pull me out more and I'm trying to rein in. But
that's kind of
like,
what you need though. Cause it's like two people like that and you either wind up like getting married in like in a secret like courthouse thing, or you wind up getting married like some crazy over the top thing.
And so, like the idea of like the idea of outfits we're disagreeing on. Like I'm like, I don't want to match you like at all. I don't want to look like twin brothers whose parents like dress them up and they're wearing the same suit. Like, you know, like I like not to like offend anyone, but like when I see gay weddings and the grooms look like, we look at nothing alike, but like when the grooms look exactly like, or they're dressed exactly the same, it like grosses me out. And so I'm just
that is
like
true. It's like, are they brothers, or if they're like matching, it's like are they both in the groomsmen party, like what's going on?
So like it's like tie, bow tie, maybe it's like, you know, corresponding colors,
chic like white tux or suit.
Yeah, it's going to be like earth tones, not matching. Lavender maybe might be like the only color.
Yeah.
But like, because we're just going to lean into like the you know, olive
nature,
Mediterranean nature of the place that we're going to be at.
Yeah. Like, so you've gotten the venue, you've gotten the ideal amount of people in your head kind of thing. Have you like done any of the design stuff, like, or not really?
We just like send pictures of like Pinterest pictures. Like, I don't know, like I like this. I also don't want to get a lot of flowers because I feel like I hate like I'm it's expensive, but I'm also like I'm a little like I don't like to be wasteful.
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be if you have a great scenery, I don't think you really like need that.
Yeah, it's the place is so beautiful.
Backdrop.
I can't wait for everyone to see all the pictures. Yeah, but it's going to be like, I want like lighting is more important to me than.
You should do a lot of candles. I've seen European weddings with like a ton of candles, and that's like literally all the decoration you need. Mm-hmm. And they look beautiful.
It's going to be like garland and like candles.
What time of year is this? You said it, but. Oh, okay.
June of next year. It's going to be this town called Pedraza. It's like an hour outside of Madrid, and it's like a old medieval town, and like it's just like
really old. My dream wedding. If I could go back in time and plan this, I would.
Have you been there to that town? Or
no, I haven't been there. He's been there. We did like a virtual like FaceTime tour. So like what's gonna happen is like up the street is this castle where there's like a church, but it's like ruins. It's like really old. It's not like functioning. So there's only walls. And so that's where the ceremony is going to be. And then you have to like walk down the calle, the street, to the event place, which is like a restaurant / like hotel kind of thing. And that's where like everything else will be. So it's like,
oh, wow.
There and then you walk down.
It sounds so
this
magical.
This is like a movie. This is literally like a literal romance movie. And I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to come out and cover it on Betches Bride. So I'm inviting myself.
And Ryan's like, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Can that be approved? Can we approve that?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
On Betches Bride.
If anyone's going to cover it, it would be me.
Jordan and I just like fight who gets to. Gosh,
but that sounds really beautiful. Can I ask what you're doing about like last names?
So I'm just keeping it. You know, I think we're just gonna keep it as is. I don't.
You're both as is.
I mean, yeah. Like we're like I don't know. He's like brought it up to me a few times about me becoming Pasquale, which I think it would be like kind of funny because like I'm just like so white. If I was like Brian Pasquale, people
I love
like
the
be
name
like, what
Brian
the fuck?
With it. It's
I
not,
think you like, could you could rock it if you wanted to.
Yeah. I think it would, but like I don't know. I like my name. Like it I really like my name. So
it has a ring to it.
Wait, I've always meant to ask you this. Is Russell a middle name or part of the last name? Because your name is Brian Russell Smith.
So I use like Brian Smith on like, you know, any like website or like thing. So like no one could ever like find me that way. But right, I only smart. Use the Russell if I want to be found, if that makes sense. Because you can't Google Brian Smith.
Because it's common.
And find me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can Google Brian, like, oh, I want to see that video, Brian Russell Smith. Then I can find it kind of thing.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you're like, you've been doing a lot of content under that name. I could see why you'd also like want to keep it. I have that.
Yeah, it's your stage
same
name.
Thought process too.
Yeah.
I'm I'm less famous than both of you, and I even want to keep my stage name quotes over that, just because like it is like, especially when you're in media, you have your name and you've kind of like you establish your name in the industry, if you will. And yeah, you don't want to have to get rid of it.
I mean, Sammy's name is so cool now. Like obviously yeah. She has like, so Sammy is Sammy Fishbine. Now she's Sammy Sage. Sage is such an awesome name. I would be like, yeah, I'll take Sammy Sage.
Same.
Yeah. But I do think it's name dependent a lot.
Yeah.
And it's also like, you know, how much, like kind of like what you said, like how much does it feel like it changes your identity? Like, if you're kind of like, mm-hmm. this doesn't seem like this is who I am necessarily. It doesn't fit with my persona versus changing it.
Also, just like, right. Even just like, I hate like when my ID even expires and I have to get a new driver's license, like to
paperwork,
the paperwork. Yes. I don't want to go through it. I'm even like the marriage license seems daunting.
I've heard it's a process. Like one of our employees, I won't say who actually, just to not oust them, but they just were having problems like getting their paycheck in the mail. And it was because something that they hadn't like switched over their name as it corresponded to like the bank and whatnot. And it was just
everything.
A whole process that was prohibiting them from getting paid. And it was because of the name change. And I was like, I'd rather just
everything.
Not. I have enough.
You have to change everything. Like your bank, you have to go to your bank. You have to every single membership that you're a part of like that. Like I just don't, I would just never do it.
Right.
I think I would put off and off and
it's
off.
Right. Just another very long, tedious task. But
yeah.
Please keep us updated. We'll have to have you on again as it gets closer or like to hear about all the details that come along with it.
Yes.
But let's do, could you do an email with us where we go over someone wrote in?
Yes, of course. That's
let's do it. Okay. I'm going to read the email. And we can discuss. Hi, ladies. We're getting married this November and are not inviting kids. However, my fiance's cousin keeps mentioning her two middle school age boys whenever our wedding comes up. Initially, when we got engaged, her text to my fiance congratulating us included her telling us how excited her boys are to have wedding cake for the first time. Does she not know wedding cake is gross? We also sent out our save the dates, which was addressed to her and her husband only and not and family. Ignoring that nuance, she has again texted my fiance saying how excited her and the boys were for the wedding. How do we kindly tell her that they are not fucking invited? To make things a bit more complicated, I do want my immediate family's cute tiny children for photos and to walk down the aisle. My two siblings each have toddlers who will be in the family photos but will not stay for the ceremony or be at the reception. Sincerely, if you can't drink, you can't come.
I love how she's like, I want my immediate family's cute, tiny children for the photos.
I feel the exact same way. That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They make for great photos. I've said it before on this podcast. Like Sammy's wedding was the perfect example. She had like a bunch of little cute children in them in the photos and they were adorable.
Brian, are you having kids at yours?
Yeah,
have you thought about that?
Yeah. I mean, if it was up to me, there would be no children ever anywhere. They could stay inside at their homes and that would be great. But the fact that, you know, I'm making people fly, I don't want them to have to figure out like what the F to do with their kids. And so like, and all my siblings have like children and I want them there. And then, so how do I tell like my best friend who's like,
right,
has two little kids and she's flying all the way to Spain. She's like, I have to figure out what to do with the kids. Like, no, just bring them. So once you like open that gate, you can't really close it.
Right. But if you were having like a more local event.
Yeah. Then I would just do the same thing. Just immediate. Because I mean, also like I would just tell her they're not invited. We don't want like, why would you want teenage boys anywhere? You know,
why would
like,
teenage boys want to be there? Is the other question.
Make it free drink somehow? They'll be able to sneak it or something. Like,
that's the big question that I always ask. It's like, you know, your kids aren't going to have a good time at all. Like,
they're not like dying to do the wedding circuit.
Right. Like, they'd rather be home on their video games or iPads or whatever little boys do. Yeah. I mean, I just like you said, whatever little boys do, I'm dying. Just like you said, Brian, like I would be direct with her. And it sounds like she's not picking up on like this email says, like the nuances in here. You've got to be direct with her and be like, hey, I noticed like when she made the cake comment, I'd be like, just so you know, I'm really sorry, but we're only having immediate family children here. There's, you know, we're inviting a lot of other adults to our wedding that do have kids, and we're not letting, we're just making it a kid-free event. And we've said before in the past, like, you can offer to, like, help them look for a babysitter in the area or do extra stuff like that if you want. But really, like, it's your wedding. I think you need to just kindly tell her that kids are not allowed.
I don't think you need to be responsible for other people's kids. Like, I don't, like, you know, like, if you were inviting them to anything, and you wouldn't just assume that you could bring your children. Like I don't know, but for some reason, weddings, people just think that they can bring their children. Like, right. If I was inviting you to the movie, like a movie premiere, right, or whatever, that's just the first thing that popped into my mind. It's like, no, there's two tickets and they're just for you and your husband. Like, and like, exactly. I just like, maybe it's because I don't know. I don't have children, so I don't understand, obviously, but like, I think it's your choice. You had kids.
Yeah.
You have to figure out what to do with them. If they're not invited, don't come if you can't find someone to watch your kids. Like, it's really what it comes down to. And I think people just need to respect that. And if they don't, then they're kind of being rude. Then they're in the wrong anyways.
I agree. I think, like, it seems crazy to me to assume that your kids are invited anywhere when they're not explicitly invited. Again, I don't have kids either. So I can maybe that mindset changes once you have them. But I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I want them in the ceremony, but I don't really want them in the at the reception, because it's like everyone's just going to be drunk, and I don't want it to be like a kid's party with like little kids running around everywhere. So it's like, I love your kids. They're great. Mm-hmm. I might like provide like a babysitter for them for the after thing, like after they walk down the aisle. But I agree. I think it's very entitled to just assume that your kids would be there. And I think it's weird that she just keeps saying that. I also saw on some wedding websites that I was looking at for inspiration, someone had in the FAQ of the thing, it was like, are my kids invited? And then like, they explained why they're not.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's then it's a good idea for communicating it.
Yeah. On the website. Like,
right. Yeah. Then you can always like show them like, oh, we wrote on the website, so it doesn't seem like it's personal. I feel like a lot of people take it personally. Like, why aren't my kids invited? But I think if you have like this blanket policy and it's stated in writing on your website, also, it makes like, it less personal.
Why do you want your kids?
That's a good
there?
Idea.
Like, right.
That's my thing.
Don't you think you'd have more fun if they weren't there?
Exactly. Like, I get that babysitters cost money, but it's one night, and like, that's my thing. I don't have kids yet, but I can already tell when I do, I would love a night away from the kids. Like, I would just love a night.
I'm already
to get
looking
drunk
forward to
work.
The nights away from my kids that don't exist yet.
My unborn children.
I can't wait to get away from them.
Literally, though. But yeah, I agree. I love the idea of a blanket statement on the website so that you kind of can refer people to that. But I think, yeah, you've got to just be direct. And like you said, Brian, it's like, you will have those people that are like, you know what? It's either me and my kids or nobody at all. And if it's nobody at all, that's fine. Great. Right. Cut the list down. And when it comes to like people asking whether it's kids or a plus one, if they can bring somebody extra, my new thing is like, blame COVID. Like, we're still cutting down lists left and right. I've cut people from my list because of COVID. It's like, everybody's downsizing these days. Just be like, no, we have capacity restrictions, and therefore we're not inviting any kids, and we're not having extra people. And you know,
Jordana, what are you doing about that for like single friends? Are you like, are you letting them bring a plus one?
So because I have a destination wedding, I think it's like nice to give a plus definitely to everyone in the bridal party.
Yeah.
But I think even if someone was seeing it, someone for like, even like a couple weeks, I think I would say like, bring them, cause if they're traveling all the way there, I feel like if they're, you know what I mean? If they're doing that for you, like, and it would be more fun for them to bring someone, I'm okay with it.
That's a good rule of thumb. I think that's what I'll do then. Cause I've been kind of like struggling with that. Cause I have some friends who are like perpetually single or like perpetually with someone for 3 months and then not with them. So it's like, I have one friend who asked, she's like, I've been seeing this person for like 2 months. I'm like, if you make it to 8 months, maybe, but I'll just say yes.
Yeah. I just think it's like, it's tough to like, you're going to Spain, you're going to Mexico, you're going somewhere. Like it's more fun to go on those trips when you're like, you have someone that you're bringing. And I think like those, that person's coming to celebrate you, but you also should take into consideration that, like,
yeah,
you know,
totally. They and I feel time. Like from your guys's position, like as the couple getting married, if I were having a destination wedding, I would offer a guest to those people that are single, because then that would take the burden off of me to like have to make sure they're arriving safely and like whatever.
That's good.
And
that's like, a good call too.
And it's like a whole like weekend, so you don't want to be like constantly entertaining them. Like, let them bring someone that they can explore with.
All very good points. That was helpful.
Yeah, we think of everything here. We think of every last detail.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to my favorite segment, Unpopular Opinions? Brian, do you know how to play this? You just kind of say whether you agree or disagree with these unpopular opinions submitted by our audience. And then we also have the audience's thoughts too.
Great.
All right. First one is, future brother and sister-in-laws do not have to be in the wedding party. Agree or disagree?
I agree. Strong agree. Unless the other person really wants it. And then if the person's like I really
close.
Want my close, or if like you're marrying someone and you're like, I really want my sister or my brother to be in your wedding party, then you do it. But if but I don't think it's like a rule.
I agree with that. I think it's like whoever cares the most should get their way. Mm-hmm. Like if someone's like, I strongly feel that my sisters should be in your what in your or your, my brother should be in your groomsmen or whatever, like, fine.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, sure. Why not? Doesn't seem like something. I'm not going to die on that hill.
I agree, but definitely not necessary.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys. It's kind of just like, it all just depends on the family dynamics. But I agree. Nobody has to be in your wedding party. That's like a. Like even siblings, I don't think have to be in the wedding party if you're not that close. But
And 84% agree with us that were polled on the Instagram. So we're in the majority here. All right, next one. You don't have to stop at all the tables and say thank you to everyone at your reception. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. I think you should try and say hello to everyone. I don't know. I think I know. And like, that's hard for me to say because I really don't want to do that. But I'm learning Spanish. Like, I'm taking Spanish classes for this. Like,
you're showing it off.
Exactly. I've been going for 6 months. By the time I get there, it'll be like 18 months of Spanish. I better be able to speak to these people.
Oh, you're going to be fluent.
Yeah.
The nice thing about having a smaller destination wedding also is that that doesn't really take up as much time as like, let's say you were having like a 400 person wedding, like
that would be
all you would be doing.
Yeah, I guess it does depend on the side. Or I could do like, if I really don't like doing it, I'll just go around the tables and be like, hola, and just, I don't speak Spanish, even though hopefully I'll be fluent.
Me llamo Brian.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian's just pretending he didn't learn Spanish for the past 18 months, just so he doesn't have to stop by every table. No, I agree. I think for a destination wedding, you definitely have to like, to at least acknowledge your guests at some point during the whole weekend because they've flown all the way to wherever your destination is to celebrate your love. And I think that for any type of wedding, if your guests came, you definitely want to acknowledge them and thank them. But I almost disagree with this because of the reception part. I think that's what the cocktail hour's for. And even the welcome party the night before, like Mike and I are doing this welcome party after the rehearsal dinner where I plan on seeing a lot of people, and our wedding's a little larger, I think, than your guys's. So it's like 150-ish people right now. We'll see. So I'm definitely going to try to thank everyone at some point, but I'm not spending my whole reception doing
that. Yeah, that's a good point, Nicole.
On the dance floor.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess like you, like if it's, cause we're going to do like a dinner the night before. And then I get like, so I'm, and I'm going to get there early with some people, probably like my family. Like, so like, I'm going
to sure you'll go to like a bar all together or something.
Yeah. As long as you show face in some way to everyone, I think.
For sure. And that's the beauty of like the whole weekend thing. I don't think you necessarily have to do it all at the wedding, but if you have like a destination, which that's another perk, is that you can sort of like get in your one-on-one time with everyone over a longer period of time.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. 67% of our audience agreed that you do not have to stop at all the tables and say thank you to everyone at the reception. Our audience is very like, do what you want, empower us to like do what you want about your wedding. So I love them for that. All right. The next one is Sunday weddings are not okay.
They don't bother me. I think as long as it's not like too far away, I don't want to have to like drive very far on a Sunday night or like travel. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's important enough for me to feel like for me to be there, then I'll go, but I feel like I'm more likely to say no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're not okay. Like everyone should do whatever they want to do. Most of those Sunday weddings that I've been to are for like religious reasons. Like there are Jewish people who can't get married on Saturdays. It's like the Sabbath. So like, I get it. That's fine. I agree. There is an element of like, I might not get as like wild as I would on a Saturday wedding, but like, I'll still go. It'll still be fun.
Yeah.
And I think now because of COVID, especially like people are doing weddings on like a freaking Tuesday, which is like the weirdest day of the week.
Right. And if you're good enough friends, I think you're taking off Monday. If you're good enough friends, you might.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're taking off Monday, but like Sunday as a day just kind of buzz kills me in general, like whether I'm off Monday or not. I don't know. I just like... And I get it for religious reasons, or that might be the only day left at your venue, or it might be more cost effective. And we love a cost effective option here at Betches Brides. So, I mean, do you and your guests better show up and celebrate you anyways? But I don't know. I personally would rather like Friday. I love a Friday wedding, for instance. Like, and I know half of our audience loves a Friday wedding because that's been like a theme lately. Like people can't choose anymore between Friday or Saturday weddings because they're both like becoming neck and neck for the top wedding days. But I don't know. I wouldn't say like as strongly as this opinion, they're not okay. Like they're fine.
I agree. So I guess I disagree with that statement.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually 54% of our audience agreed that they are not okay.
Wow. That is
wow.
I guess they're not down for whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. You thought they were down for whatever.
Who posted, like, what day of the week was this posted? Maybe we got them on a bad day.
Maybe it was like all the hungover people on Sunday that were like, never again, like never drinking again.
I think this was on a Sunday. So that actually makes sense.
It could be the reason. Who knows?
Got to get them when they're
better in an optimistic Friday mood. But thank you so much for joining us, Brian. Your wedding sounds very magical. We might just crash and we'll like, we won't let you know.
I am finding a way to crash it. Just get ready.
We'll have
you back to give us more updates as we get a little closer to it. So that's it for us. We'll see you next week. Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.